listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the Sermon on the Mount and talk to you about what Jesus said about asking, seeking, and knocking. Here we are, the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 7, where we read this. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus dealt with the subjects of prayer. You'll find that in Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 5. Now, Jesus comes back to the idea of prayer because it's such a vital part of life in his kingdom. Jesus described prayer in three pictures: ask, seek, and knock. And in these, we see what we might call a progressive energy. It goes from ask to seek to knock. And with this, Jesus told us to have intensity, passion, and persistence in prayer. In this threefold description of prayer as asking and seeking and knocking, we see three different aspects of prayer and different aspects of the reward to prayer. You see, prayer is like asking in that we make our requests known to God, and everyone who asks receives. Receiving is the reward of asking. Prayer is like seeking in that we search after God, his word, and his will. And he who seeks finds. Finding is the reward of seeking. And prayer is like knocking until the door opens, and we seek entrance into the magnificent heavenly palace of our great King. Entering through the open door into his palace is the reward of knocking. And that's the best reward of all. Now, the idea of knocking also implies that we may sense resistance as we pray. After all, if the door is already open, there's no need to knock. Yet Jesus encouraged us, even when you sense that the door is closed and you must knock, then do so, and continue to do so, and you'll be answered. The image of knocking also implies that there is a door that can be opened. You see, the door to God and the prayers that he answers are meant to be open, that they're intended to be an entrance. It's no use to knock at a wall, but Jesus told us to knock, so to speak, in prayer, as if we were at a door that had hinges and hardware and that was ready to be opened. We come to God's door, and all we must do is knock. If it was locked, then we'd need a burglar's tools to break in. But that's not necessary. All we must do is knock. And even if I don't have a burglar's skills, I can still knock. So Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Here God promised an answer to the one who diligently seeks him. Many of our passionless prayers are not answered for a good reason, because we almost act as if we ask God to care about something for which we care little or nothing. So do it and keep doing it. Ask, seek, and knock. God will meet you in your need and answer according to his love, according to his power, and according to his wisdom. Today, take some assurance that God has promised to do just that.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.